On the Rural Radio Network, I'm Chad Moyer. Let's review this past week's market activity, and to do that, we'll bring in Heather Ramsey from the ARC Group in Lincoln. Well, Heather, an interesting week, a little bit of back and forth action. We'll talk about that in a moment. First of all, where did we end yesterday compared to a week ago?
You know, week over week, it actually ended up being pretty mild compared to some of the reactions we saw this week. Corn, old crop down 15, new crop down 10.5 cents for the week. Beans up about a nickel on the old crop, up about almost 15 cents week over week on the new crop beans. And then for this nearby harvest we're getting ready for, Kansas City wheat, the July board, off about 24 cents this week. A lot of that is really reliant on crop condition right now and weather right now. So we still got a lot of time to go here before we really have wheat in the bin and can get a final kind of lay of the land as far as production goes for wheat.
Covered a lot of geography in the soybeans this week, and once again we can thank Chinese rumors and all of that stuff, right?
Yeah, I guess that's something to thank them for. they've come out and they're making statements about, you know, we're going to sell old crop beans surplus. On the same time frame, the same week, the same five-day window, they've said we're going to sell soybeans that we have in surplus. Oh, but by the way, we've also made three or four different purchases of U.S. beans at the same time. Those soybean surplus sales did not pan out. We haven't seen anything yet. And on top of that, this removal of their subsidy rates for their prices for Chinese grain production, bean production, corn production, those subsidy rates have gone away. And therefore, now we're seeing a severe collapse in the economic side of the Chinese farm industry, I guess you could say. So that's really not helping their case. It does mean there could be some pressure coming on the beans, something we're going to have to watch for sure, because if their bean prices continue to decrease, then obviously they become the more apparent place to go and buy beans when you need them.
With that volatility, got to wonder how basis has been affected. What's the talk on that, Heather?
You know, as far as old crop basis goes, we haven't seen a whole terrible much for changes. We did see, with corn being off about 10 to 15 cents this week, we did see basis improve, 3 or 4 cents as far as old crop basis at the processors throughout the central part of the state goes. I think that is going to be very dependent on where the cash value is. You know, we're going to see processors try to keep their cash prices in line with what it's going to take for farmers to move grain, because in reality, there is still a lot of unsold or unpriced grain out there in the country today, and that's really what's going to dictate this basis value. So that's probably why we saw a little bit of an improvement with futures down, basis trying to accommodate for some of that. Processors do know that there is a lot of grain still sitting out there in the countryside.
All right, let's turn our attention forward-looking now. We have a WASDE report that comes out on Tuesday. Any early ideas, any commentary on that first thing?
The industry is trading the loss of production in Argentina already. The industry is also trading some of the economic turmoil going on in Brazil and in China. So we've already built these things in as far as the industry trading goes, but I'm hesitant to see any changes in WASDE, mainly because there's other analysts out there who have, you know, been around the block way more than a time or two than I have, and they seem to think that this May report is probably not going to be a big changer. If that's the case, that WASDE report might come out and actually be negative to the market, just because we're trading information that WASDE is not looking at updating. So that could be a real potential next week. I just don't think they'll probably make many changes to their numbers in this May report.
All right. Last thing is looking out a little bit further into the summer, and of course, what comes with that is a weather market. How do you kind of see that shaping up here?
You know, all these analysts and traders, they all have these great weather resources, and they come out with their predictions. You know, at least once a week we see an updated prediction from somebody. It's very interesting to see that several different independent analysts are starting to put together very, very similar weather predictions, and that is a warmer than average summer, especially in the western Corn Belt and in the plains. If that's the case, it could be devastating for some areas, But I still think it's probably going to be fairly centrally located is kind of what all the analysts are saying. If that's the case, though, a warm summer, we could see some pressure for weather. I think that the weather is probably what's going to continue to drive the market and give us volatility. So in the area that we sit in where we've got a lot of irrigation, we can only hope that the weather will play a part in our marketing and give us some opportunity to make some good sales here as we continue to finish up our marketing season.
All right, very good. A lot of good information. Thanks for the insight. Have a good weekend, okay?
Thanks, Chad.
All right, thank you. And that's Heather Ramsey at the ARC Group in Lincoln. For more information, you can call them toll-free at 866-574-2724. They also have the website at agriskconsulting.net. Here on the Rural Radio Network, that's a recap of this past week's markets. We'll talk to you again next week. I'm Chad Moyer reporting.